many folks these days are looking for ways to stay healthy and seeking out some alternative or very different methods to do so, including looking locally. And we have a great company here in our community that is looking to do just that with people. It is called Hybrid Health. And joining me in the studio today to share more about it is the founder of Hybrid Health, Elliot Galdi. Elliot, thanks so much for taking the time to stop by. How are you?
It's my pleasure. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So can you give us the overview of Hybrid Health? It is a company that has discovered the benefits of CBD and uses hemp extract in many different forms, not just in actual liquid form, but also I've seen apparel and stuff like that. Can you share with people who might not have heard of Hybrid Health what you guys offer?
Sure. So Hybrid Health, I founded Hybrid Health back in August of 2015 as a way of kind of changing what I had been doing for 40 some odd years, which was working in the advertising and marketing business. Actually, this is kind of like coming full circle because my first media job down here in North Carolina 30 years ago was with Village Companies, which used to own WCHL.
How about that?
So it's like a little bit of a family reunion. So Hybrid Health started because it was actually initially the catalyst was the legalization of medical and recreational marijuana in states like Colorado and Washington and Oregon. And I started looking into that and very quickly realized that North Carolina, because it does not have a medical or recreational marijuana legalization statute on the books, that hemp was going to be the only way to get into it. And even at that point, they had not formalized the various bills at the federal level that would allow states to try pilot programs, which eventually happened back in 2016, 2017. And then, of course, in 2018, at the federal level, they legalized hemp through the Farm Act. So I went from being, back in 2015, one of maybe 10 or 15 hemp companies in North Carolina to now one of, you know, hundreds, if not more. But the thing about hemp, which is what you asked about, when I first got into this, I was amazed to learn that there are something like 10,000 plus uses for actual hemp, whether it's the oil, the fiber, the seeds, whether it's for dietary purposes, industrial uses. I mean, one of the things that people don't realize is that hemp is used in construction. It's used in oil loss mitigation when they're drilling oil wells. So that's not the area that I'm into, but as you can gather, it's got a huge array of functionality. So what I found, though, going to my first cannabis expo back in May, I guess it was May of 2015, right before I founded the company, was that in addition to all of these marijuana companies that were sprouting up all over the place, there were these something called hemp CBD companies. So I started talking to a few of the folks that were hemp CBD companies at this conference in Chicago, and that kind of like the light bulb went off, and I said, so do you have anybody repping you in North Carolina? They went, no. And I went, well, would you like to? And they went, sure. And that's how I got into the business. So initially, I was selling tinctures. I mean, you talked about oils, which is the way most people use CBD for health reasons. But there's capsules, there's soft gels, there's edibles, there's vape products, there's biomass, which is actually the plant itself, which you can roll into, you know, a hemp cigarette and smoke it. But the real hardcore way to get the most CBD and most cannabinoids, of which there are about 120 in the hemp plant, CBD being only one of them, is through a concentrated extract, which we kind of ubiquitously call tinctures. It's not really a tincture, but it's an oil extract. And that's the way I use it. The majority of folks do use a tincture, but again, for folks who don't abide the taste of the oil, capsules and soft gels are a great alternative. And of course, edibles are a great, or an even tastier, you know, way to get it into your system. But I don't want to keep monopolizing the role here, so I'll let you ask some questions.
I was actually just about to say, so I imagine people will be hearing this, and you mentioned, of course, the marijuana aspect of it, but I imagine there's a good bit of stigmatization stigmatization of around, you know, is this stuff going to get me high? So right. when you're thinking of the health benefits of hemp and trying to pitch people on it, how do you respond to questions of, oh, I'm worried about how it's going to make me feel or whether it's going to affect me in that way?
So a couple of key bullet points. One is, number one, it is legal. You cannot be busted for it. You can't be arrested for it. You can take it on a plane. You know, you can travel with it. Hemp, as long as it's below 0.3% THC, THC being the active ingredient in any cannabis plant, of which hemp is one, marijuana is another, as long as it's below 0.3%, it is legal. So that's number one. Number two, can it get you high? No. I mean, it would be virtually impossible to smoke enough hemp to get you a buzz. I mean, it's not going to happen. So where that comes in really handy is for people, particularly people with, you know, anxiety or who deal with a lot of a very stressful job, or folks that have chronic pain. And I'm not talking about, in this case, I'm not talking about pain like, you know, you've broken your arm and, you know, that, but, you know, muscle aches and pains, chronic inflammation, which inflammation is a huge catalyst for all sorts of illnesses and ailments. It's an anti-inflammatory. So if you need that kind of help from a supplement, this is a great way to get it because it's an anti-inflammatory, it's an analgesic, it works against pain. It's great particularly for people who complain about sleep problems. I can't get to sleep, or I get to sleep and then I can't stay asleep. CBD and hemp works phenomenally for relaxation and helping you get to sleep and helping you stay asleep.
We're speaking with Elliot Galdi, who is the founder of Hybrid Health, based right here in our community, talking about the benefits that CBD has and how that can potentially help people's health and the natural remedies that it does offer. And you mentioned some of those there. What kind of options does your company offer to people? Because I imagine there are many different ways that people can use hemp extract and CBD.
So we're an online company. We don't have a storefront. We're at Hybrid Health Hemp, H-E-M-P, hybridhealthhemp.com. And we're actually located in Hillsborough. We're an Orange County company. And we hope that you'll like that and want to support local businesses of all kinds, us included. The real thing to remember about CBD is, even if you don't have anxiety or you don't think you're subject to stress, but who isn't? If you don't think you have sleep issues, it can still be beneficial because, here I'm going to get a little wonky, but there's something called the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. The endocannabinoid system is the largest physiological metabolic system in our bodies. All mammals, I mean, we have it, dogs have it. I give my dog CBD, cats, mice, we all have an endocannabinoid system, or an ECS. We need to supplement it in order to maintain homeostasis or balance. So in general, if you think about, you know, why would I take a supplement? In general, it's to help your body find its balance, because when your body's in balance, everything works better. So your digestive system works better, you sleep better, you're calmer, you're less prone to minor aches and pains. So that's where really CBD is, I think, its most valuable. Sure, it's great for specific ailments and specific complaints, but just for general well-being and general health, the research is there. And I always tell people, you don't take my word for it. You know, go online, and the three websites I'm going to list here, other than hybridhealthhemp.com, where our blog section, we have a lot of great information on that. But go to pubmed.gov, which is the National Institutes of Health website. So it's peer vetted, it's peer reviewed, obviously all based in science. You can pretty much ask any question about a particular ailment or disease and CBD, and you'll get information there. There's another one called projectcbd.com, which is an aggregator of information for people looking for information about CBD. And then there's medicaljane.com. So those three sites are the ones that are, I find, to be the the most trustworthy. You know, it's not like stoner.com where, yeah, man, this stuff really works. Cool, man. It's no. This is science-based information. So that would be my recommendation if you have any questions that you I can't answer. But again, you can contact me through our website, hybridhealthhemp.com. Our email is on there, and you can always call me. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. My number is 919-748-9394, 919-748-9394. And again, my name is Elliot Galdi, and just feel free to call or email with any questions. I'm happy to answer them. I won't put a sales pitch on you. I'll just answer your questions and then let you make the decision at that point.
Well, you heard Elliot say it there, hybridhealthhemp.com. And Elliot, we've got to wrap up our conversation
Sure.
here, brought to us by Hybrid Health. I want to end by, you mentioned giving CBD to your dog. What do you think is the most interesting or unique product that you guys offer on your website that people might not think about when it comes to hemp products?
So the one really, I mean, the tinctures are great, and everybody loves edibles, but the really thing that I get jazzed about, well, two things. One is an actual inhaler. Like if you've ever seen someone with an asthma inhaler, it's like a pump, and it's a CBD inhaler, and it's almost, the effects are almost immediate, and it's a fabulous product. And then we carry hemp socks, and I love hemp socks, because if you work out in the gym on a regular basis or you exercise regularly and you wear your socks a lot, you know they can get kind of stinky. Hemp is a natural anti-mold properties, so they're really comfortable, they dry quick, and they don't smell. So those are my two favorites.
Well, hybridhealthhemp.com, again, the website to go to there, and this conversation brought to us by Hybrid Health founder Elliot Galdi. Thank you so much for taking the time and stopping by here at 97.9 The Hill.
Thanks very much for having me. It was a pleasure.